presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
This is a moment of pure happiness and joy.
That's not a typical reaction to a decision by the California Supreme Court. But for Shannon Minter, legal director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, yesterday's 4-3 ruling that laws banning same-sex marriages in California are unconstitutional was cause for celebration. The closely watched case was filed 4 years ago, contending that gay marriage prohibitions were an unlawful form of discrimination. And Minter says, ultimately, the court agreed on two grounds.
They held first that lesbians and gay men have the same fundamental right to marry that the court had previously recognized in the 1948 case of Perez v. Sharp, striking down laws barring interracial marriage. And the court, secondly, as well, held that the current marriage prohibition for lesbian gay couples violates our state equal protection clause because it discriminates based on sexual orientation. The court held that laws that do that are inherently discriminatory and inherently suspect and are subject to the very highest level of constitutional scrutiny.
Opponents of same-sex marriage immediately denounced the ruling as the work of activist judges, noting that the court had invalidated Proposition 22, which was approved by California voters in 2000 and defined marriage as exclusively between a man and a woman. They said they would redouble their push for a new ballot measure this November to trump the court's decision. The proposed Protect Marriage initiative is written as a constitutional amendment, and legal opinions are mixed as to whether, if passed, it would take precedence over the ruling announced yesterday. But Jeff Kaur, executive director of Equality California and one of the plaintiffs in the case, says he thinks the political climate in the state is now notably different than it was 8 years ago.
I think it just has to be noted that immediately after the victory, our governor came out and said he'd uphold the victory, that this court, 6 of the 7 judges were appointed by Republican governors. Our legislature has twice passed a marriage bill, and this state has set the tone for what it means to treat people fairly and equally.
And Shannon Minter adds, the California ruling could become an important precedent across the nation.
There are not a lot of case law on this issue nationally, and the California Supreme Court is a very well-respected court and often followed throughout the nation. So we would expect other courts to pay a lot of attention to that.
Terry Stewart, deputy city attorney for San Francisco and one of the lawyers who argued the case before the court, noted that it could have a direct effect on a sizable number of Californians.
The last census showed there were more than 200,000 same-sex couples, and a significant number of them were raising children. We expect in the next census those numbers to increase dramatically.
Two of those affected are a Tiburon couple, who are also plaintiffs in the case, Jeannie Rizzo and Polly Cooper. Cooper said yesterday it was one of the happiest days of her life.
After being together 19 years, this is just such a joyful, joyful day that our government finally recognizes that our family really matters. So I am just overcome with emotion. This is just such a wonderful, wonderful day.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.